are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
A beautiful morning so far. Nice and cool, but boy, it's going to get hot again.
Is it another one?
We're going to be upper 90s the next couple of days. And then a little bit of a cool down as we get into the weekend.
We'll take a little cool down.
Yes, we sure could use it. Things are always busy over in Fort Pierre, and we're just not too far away from another first Thursday as well. It's hard to believe.
I know. Well, we'll be coming back to talk to you about first Thursdays and tell you what's on the agenda. There is always different.
Yes.
But there's always food and always music and vendors. I think we had 11 vendors last time, and so it's we had a good crowd last time, so I think people are thinking about it and putting it on their calendar and showing up for the fun.
Yeah, it is a great family event for sure. So what else is happening you want to let people know about this morning?
Well, since you mentioned the heat, I should probably talk a little bit about our power and how the extreme heat has just put all of the grids across the country in a shortage.
Right.
We in Fort Pierre have our generating station, and so that is that's a great thing to have for a fallback. But it doesn't generate enough to even cover Fort Pierre in a peak time. So the peak times of the day are generally from 4 to 7, and that's when people are getting home from work and maybe throwing a load of clothes in the washer and starting up the dishwasher. Please wait.
Right.
Save all of the power you can, especially during that peak time. Turn off your computer, unplug your computer, because that pulls juice whether it's on or not off. Do the same thing with your televisions. If you're not being used, just unplug them. And the other thing about the gen station is it's great to have it as a backup, but it's a very expensive backup.
Right.
And I think diesel is what, $5 or $6 a gallon, and it takes something like 10,000 gallons a day.
My goodness.
So it's not cheap, but it is wonderful to have that as a backup for people who absolutely need their electricity.
Yeah, so it's important to remember on these hot days, all through the summertime, to do your best to conserve as much energy as possible.
Right.
Then that way everybody is going to be all right.
Exactly. So there's that. And if you drive by Yellowstone, or drive on Yellowstone through the new development area, it doesn't look the same. All of the old dead trees are gone. There's fill in there, getting it up above flood level, and it's moving right along. We'll be having a groundbreaking as soon as we get everybody's schedules coordinated.
That's the tough part there.
Yeah, it is. It is. And at this meeting, at the last meeting, we began the budget process for the city, and we will finalize the budget and adopt the budget at the last meeting of September. And so where we start is with the organizations who ask the city for funding. And the largest ones, of course, are the Stanley County Law Enforcement and the Fort Pierre Fire Department. And Fort Pierre Development, they would get the largest chunks of the money. Other organizations may be something that just adds to the quality of life, or it may be something that's very important to the health and security of our residents. And so organizations like Missouri Shores Domestic Violence Center, the Rollins Library, the Right Turn, I'm blanking now. I should have brought a list. A 4-H Club, the Community Youth Involved Center, the Central Enhancement District, we pay our share. The ambulance that we share with the two cities and the two counties. And there's a medical director that works with the ambulance. So we share the cost of those, you know, so that we can have those services for our residents.
Absolutely. It's important for Fort Pierre as well to have these things.
And we're fortunate in being a small town. We're fortunate to live right across the river from a bigger town, and so that we can have these entities and these services, and we get to share in the cost.
Right, and that definitely helps. So it's that time again to kind of look at all those numbers and get everything in order.
It is, and the people who come in and request the money, we always ask for good financial records. Mm-hmm. We always ask for how they use the money that we provide. And it's an interesting process. There's always a lot of good discussion.
I would imagine so, absolutely.
There is. And Daniels Marine, I've never seen a building go up as quickly as that one did. And I see a sign out in front that says it'll be open in September. So
moving right along.
Yeah, it is. It's such a good location. It's a great location right there on the highway. And so we're really welcoming that business to Fort Pierre. And then we'll see more construction, not just the Yellowstone complex, but a total remodel of Holiday Inn Express and then two other hotels. So, we're going to be seeing a lot of things going on this fall.
Yeah, a lot of construction and great additions to the community. So just keep your eyes open and watch as things move along.
That's right.
And is that everything for this morning you wanted to mention?
I think that, I will mention that at the last meeting, the council also reluctantly accepted the resignation of Lori Jacobson. Lori is Assistant Director of Public Works, and she has just done a phenomenal job. Lucky Hughes County got her as their new manager, and fill Kevin Hipple's shoes as he retires. So lucky Hughes County, and you know, we're crying a little bit.
Definitely. Well, best of luck to her.
Oh, absolutely.
Congratulations.
It's a great career move for her, and I'm happy for her as badly as I feel about losing her.
Absolutely. Totally understand that.
Yeah. So anyone who's interested in what that job might be, and are interested in making an application, we're working a little bit on restructuring some of the duties. So as soon as we get that figured out, we'll post the position.
Fantastic. So something to keep an eye on for folks out there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always nice to have you here, Mayor. We'll see you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierre joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.